I'd like a little bit to talk about, I guess, Rosh Hashanah, it's Rosh Hashanah almost, a little bit about the Reish Hashanah, Ach Hashanah in our context. It says, it's Eres Hashanah, Hashanah, Kech Hashanah, Reish Hashanah, Ach Hashanah, and the Gemara darshans over there that that Rosh Hashanah is Yom HaDin. So the sense of it being a Yom HaDin, Mereshis Hashanah Ach Rishonah, is that L'chura, the Torah should have said, basically what it's saying is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there always. Hashkocha is always. Mereshis Hashanah Ach Rishonah means that it's in units. In other words, when I say I'm always open, so that means I'm always open. When I say I'm open 24/7, I'm trying to give it some numbers. So when I say 24/7, there's a chiddush there, ki'ilu, you know, even though everybody takes off one day or 1 hour or whatever it is, I'm up all the time. By Kodesh Baruch Hu, means my hashkach is always there, but it comes in discrete units. It does not come as one big blob of unending hashkacha, but rather it comes in discrete packages. If it comes in discrete packages, the pshat is that there's a specific, what's the right word for it? A specific toichen of every year. And it's especially remarkable because the emes, the shana that we're talking about, first of all, a year is not a unit that shayach to, it's not shayach to the ruchnistic world. A year is, if chodesh is our primary unit, which Klal Yisrael is, so shana has no real significance klapi a month. It's artificial. I mean, it's be'erech 12 months, give or take every few years, 1 month this way, 1 month that way. They don't, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashkocha is the chibur of the physical world with the ruchnistic world. That the rain, we're talking about the rain in Eretz Yisrael specifically, which basically describes the entire physical well-being of Eretz Yisrael, is linked to Klal Yisrael's ruchnis, that's the Hashkocha. So that means that the Reish Hashanah is the unit where we deher the Hashkocha of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how it is that our ruchniyistika undertakings and doings are expressed in the physical world. That's what it means. When for us, Rav Moshe Shapira used to say always that the end of the year, at the Ach Rishonah, the inyanim or the hashpa of the old year have run out. It's gone. In other words, the hashkacha, in terms of what each year has its own hashkacha, and therefore that finishes. The unit is Mereshis Hashanah at Ach Rishonah. And that's it. There are units of Hashkacha, meaning that the inyan, whatever the inyan is this year, next is a new inyan, year after is a new inyan, and so on. The chiyus is really linked to chiddush. In other words, if a person is physical things, I'm sorry, inanimate items, exist because they once existed, and therefore they are a stone that's sitting around will always sit around unless something happens to it. Chiyus requires chiddush, and a type of life that is physically chiddush. Yes, I'm breathing now. My heart is pumping now. But as far as my metzias is concerned, it's just a sheval tais of yesterday's metzias. It's a chazak de mekar of yesterday. I've been around and I'm still around, and there is no new ruchnistika undertaking chiddush of some sort, then basically, from a ruchnik point of view, that's lacking in chiyus. The core a year can be part of one unit. So yes, I'm engaged in A or B or C, but when it's a new year, then that year is gone. If I'm still floating on that, so the marshal is like a car. Even when the engine is cut, it'll still might go for a long while, but it's not running really. It's just spinning out what it has. In a ruchnistic sense, if a person is just kind of spending out what he had, then that's lacking in what we would call chiyus in ruchnius. So the type of tefillah/bracha of like shetechadish aleinu shana tova, where you are asking for chiyus and chiddush, they come together. It's fascinating that the bracha we make chiddush is kaveh bracha, and that bracha is shechiyanu. So when a person sees something new, he makes shechiyanu, because the sense shechiyanu kivani gan hazman hazeh. I mean, so the person sachakol ate a pomegranate if he didn't have one last year. The person ate a star fruit, or I forgot what they use in that stroll, the new dates or whatever it is. And when the person's bracha is real and shechiyanu, that I've lived to this day, the answer is, and until there is any chiddush, until there's a sense of chiddush, I'm coasting on my old chiyus. So the car is moving, but it's moving because it moved yesterday, because it moved an hour ago. Means that a person's sense is that the bakasha for chiyus and the bakasha for chiddush is hainu hach. If I can't be mischabed to the new year, to the new nekuda, then basically that's it. I finished. So a person might still be kicking around for a long time, but it's just spinning out what was. The bracha of tzaddikim is they never live a day that is not part of a new avoda. They never live a day out of a chazaka mikara, you know, out of what was will be. So the biggest unit of time that a Kadosh Baruch Hu put into the Bria for Chiddush is Shanim, and there is a mitzvah called Acher Shana, which means whatever had to have happened is finished then, and being zeicha to nuchias on a deeper level means a person is zeicha to whatever chidushim the new year brings about, whatever new challenge, possibilities, potential, whatever you want to call it, is happening. Like upon him, that's the same nekuda. Tzaddikim live full lives. They never live a life that just kind of piggybacked on the old life. And the bakasha for chiyus and chiddush in a new year is part and parcel of that same inyan. So kapanu, a good kibben shiur, and we should be zeicha to chiddush and chiyus and everything else that comes with it.
Amen.
Amen. A good kibben shiur.
A good kibben shiur.